Now, if a good day after breakfast time, you were sent out to learn according to pace, and the deputy and all the nurses went out with the patient, and the charge remained inside. And while in the yard, the deputy was responsible for the patient. Well, you see that Louis walks in front of me in the yard. Well, two had walked that way, two nurses that way, and two that way, and two that way. So that the patients were on observation the whole time. No patient come up and drink you in the back of the neck or anything because two patients say, look out. You understand? Well, that's the way they walk the yard.
They're watching each other's backs.
Well, then at the bottom of the yard, there's a big trench. It was 7 or 8 foot deep. And I suppose it was 10 foot wide.
The deeper as you went towards the wall.
You remarked the wee walls are still there. Well, that was the level with the road. Right. But down below, there was a drop of 7 or 8 feet.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was about 10 feet across.
Right.
So you'd have to be very energetic to jump that.
Right.
Or climb. You couldn't climb. You wouldn't get no grip on to jump.
Right.
That was the idea that. Well, Lass got them filled in. And he got the locks off the door. Out from the admission unit. It didn't come up for later. I don't think if the admission unit is open now at the moment, it's not.
No, they're still locked. They were open for a time there when I went there, but then they closed
them. Yeah.
Shortages now.
Well, then there were shutters on the windows.
Mm.
The Stephen Court.
Mm.
And he got them taken out.
Yeah.
Big wooden shutters. Would hold. Well, when you go in the morning, the stench it.
Mm.
It was free. There was no toilets. Each bed had a cardboard chamber. Well, you can imagine going into a dormitory with 30.
Mm.
The minute you'd open it up, they'd hit you.
Mm.
But he'd done away with that. He took the shutters off.
Mm.